Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Good and faithful ministry. Today's podcast is the audio of a video clip where I was recently talking with some other pastors about my book, Shepherd Leadership. In the show notes, I've shared the link if you'd like to watch the video, and I've also shared links about my book, Shepherd Leadership.
I think the secret is where God is really blessing, and it's not just man-made growth, because we all know how to draw a crowd. It may not be God-honoring, but when God is blessing, the secret is those guys got alone with God, got on their face before God and said, what is it you want me to do?
Yes.
And that was the secret. And that's what all of us need to do.
Yes.
Is say, God, you're the master. You're the creator. This is your work. This is your kingdom. And then follow his lead, whatever that may be. Then God will honor that. But boy, when we follow these guys, it can be a dead end street. And some of those guys since then have crashed and burned. And
I think we need to be humble enough to also say that maybe there is something that they can offer. And just big doesn't mean bad.
Yeah,
I've been to a lot of big churches that are great churches with humble leaders. And there are things I've gone to a lot of things, you know, conferences and learned a lot. I think we need to be humble enough to say, okay, is there just a little bit of jealousy going on there that I wish my church was bigger too? Yep. And, you know, automatically big church is bad church. I mean, good church is good church.
And small is not necessarily spiritual.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Strong, and that's key. Strong.
That balance.
Right. And that's the real kind of, I guess, motivation that I had in writing this was more for the faithful pastor that was, you know, hearing from God every week and delivering a message and loving in their community, but maybe they weren't seeing numerical growth. And then they began to feel like a failure because, look, it's really easy to measure growth like this. Like you just have somebody in the back and you count the audience or you count the offering. Those are easy measurements. But how do you measure when you say, I've been discipling this young man for the past 6 years? How do you measure his spiritual growth? It doesn't count, you know, as easily as saying, well, there was this many people sitting in the seats or this much came in the offering. And so I think people get caught up in those metrics and then they feel like a failure. Well, my church isn't numerically growing. Therefore, I must not be doing something right. So I'm going to resign. I'm going to move on and let somebody else do this. And I think that's what we need to tell people is what biblical is, what the reward that Jesus gives is well done, good and faithful servant. So we have to be good at what we do. We have to be faithful at what we do, and we have to serve people. And that is what Jesus rewards. He doesn't say, well done, you grew it from, you know, 10 people to 5,000 people. That might be good and faithful for that person, but it might also be good and faithful for a servant that faithfully pastored 10 people in a small farming community for 30 years, and they're going to get the same reward because they served and their focus was on just pointing people to Jesus.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.